about this for two skiddy time. And he said, that's your job now. You take care of them. Don't you get a man hurt here. And then he was the best fella I ever seen. Every night he'd come down there and sit for 3-4 hours and talk with me.
He didn't want you to get killed.
He didn't want the others killed, you know. The men.
He didn't want you killed either.
Mm-hmm.
What job you had?
He was the nicest fella, and I stayed there the rest of my time. Mm-hmm. I had 9 big niggers working down there.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 of them would go in the box, 2 would pitch at this end, 2 in that end. And they'd pitch a half a car shell, and they'd come out and Ford take the other end, the other front end, and fill it up. And then it'd be turned over to the carpenters, and they'd wedge it in, you know, about how they come across where you live.
When were you down there?
What year was mine?
44, I'm not.
Yeah, 34, I believe it was.
Down there for about a year?
I worked a little over a year. I worked till the war was over. When the war quit, I quit.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. I was going to ask you about your father's mother now.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know my mother's name.
Uh-huh.
I know my father's name, and that's all. And he was a... Let's see, what year did he die now, Mom? It's been long years ago.
We were working
the place we bought over there from Swan.
Back up that place in 32. John was born in 32,
remember
that.
No. My father was 72 years old when he died.
Hmm. Your mother died when you were a
baby. I never seen my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I never did know anything about my mother.
Oh, you seen her too?
Huh?
You seen her too, didn't you? The girl was younger than you was.
Oh, no, Mama.
I thought the girl was
No,
there.
I was a baby.
Do you know anything about your mother's father or your mother's mother?
Mm-hmm. Well, the father was named Bill.
Where was he from?
Well, he's there in Alabama. I don't know where he come from. As a kid, I never had no education and I never put down anything.
Now, let me ask you some questions of your wife.
Getting on me wrong, I just don't know a thing about my folks.
It's
my mother and daddy's all I know
about
that. And let's see, Mrs.
Queer.
Age? May I ask?
Yes, sir. I'm ashamed of
mine, folks. Let's see, formal education?
I don't have any.
Oh, she had to go to school days it rained and couldn't pick up.
I was raised an orphan girl and I didn't get to go on
just
days
it
rained and, you know, you just turbine didn't drive around.
Uh-huh. Well, where were you born?
I was born down here in Arkansas about the little place we call Wilton then. I don't know what it's called nowadays, but it's a little bitty place about 16 miles from Foreman, Arkansas. I moved down at Foreman when I was 8 years old and remained there till I was about 12, 13, and moved to Oklahoma and been there since.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, if she wasn't pretty when she was young.
She's attractive now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's so
beautiful. You moved to Glover? Glover?
Sir.
You
moved sir, we moved up here when I was about 13, I think, was.
Uh-huh. And let's see, other residents?
Well, I didn't have any kinfolks. That's the only thing about none of the kinfolks except my mother and dad, and they both died in Isola.